ذبيب رفعات ذبيب رفعات. You know, the people of Ad, they became so powerful and so mighty. You remember? They started to say, they said, we're going to kill all the weak people and we're going to keep only alive the strong and big, so that we have a whole nation of giant, big, huge people, right? And then they said, why get rid of the weak people? Let's use them as slaves. Who's going to do our laundry? Who's going to wash our dishes? Who's going to clean our homes? Let's use them as slaves. So you pick them up and you let them work in the farms. Remember that? And then they were tricked into worshiping the idols during the time of the war with the worst enemy. You know, there were two superpowers, the people of Ad and another superpower. During the war, the guy, with the help of the shaitan, tricked them. He said, if you pray to these three idols, they had three statues, big, huge statues. If you pray to these three statues, what is going to happen if you pray to these three statues?
You'll be dead.
You win. At the beginning, they told him, go away, we don't believe you. So they lost the first round. And then when they listened to him and they prayed to the three idols, they won the second round. Wow. And then they reached to the conclusion that...
Why are you showing us?
They reached to a conclusion that... They have to pray to these idols. Now, remember, the guy who tricked them into worshiping the idols. Why did he do that? He wanted to have control over their mind and over their money. Right? How? How come if you worship an idol, I will have control over your money and your mind? No? Who knows? How come if you worship an idol, I can take advantage of you and have full control over your wealth and your mind? Huh?
Advantage.
Take
their advantage.
Huh?
Because you can pretend like, you know, if the idol is saying, and go around saying, oh, the idol says you want...
That's right! If you believe that this guy, let's call this guy Boo-Boo, okay? If you believe that this guy Boo-Boo is God, okay? And there's only one person that can talk to Boo-Boo, which is who?
Me.
Moo-Moo. So, Moo-Moo goes and talks to Boo-Boo and listens. And then I say, in the name of Boo-Boo, in the name of Boo-Boo, Boo-Boo, in the name of the most magnificent one, his name is Boo-Boo. In the name of Boo-Boo, the greatest one, in the name of Boo-Boo, I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. I want you to give me your wealth. I want you to vote for this king. I want you, I want you, I want you. And then I say, what do you mean you want me? I say, it's not me, it's who? Boo-Boo. It's not what Moo-Moo wants, it is what? Boo-Boo wants. So this way, huh? If I get you, really, if I get you to worship an idol, I can take control of everything in your life. I can play the role of God. Speak on the behalf of the idol and have control over everything. And I'm sure this idol, this God, is not going to send Quran and is not going to send a prophet, right? So I'm sure that he will never send somebody to say, he's a liar. I am Boo-Boo and I never taught till I didn't tell Moo-Moo anything. He's lying on my tongue. Boo-Boo is a piece of wood. Boo-Boo is not going to send any guidance. So if I get you to worship Boo-Boo, then Moo-Moo is going to have full control over you. And that's why the guy did it. Shaitan also wanted that. Why? Because in the name of Boo-Boo, I can take you away from Allah and I can put you in a different way, which is the way of Boo-Boo, not the way of Allah, the way of Boo-Boo. So this is how he tricked them. So how many idols the people of Ad had?
Three.
three idols. They worship three idols. And one of them was for power. One of them was called the God of Power. And that God of Power, they used to pray for him every time before they go to war. And they believe that he fights with them. So before they go to war, they go to him and say, the God of War is not Boo Boo. The God of War is Woo Woo. Woo Woo, help us. Yes, I am with you. I am Woo Woo. Boom, 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 boom. March against the enemy. You know, they used to be like mafia. They filled the earth with a lot of injustice. They bring the slaves and they abuse them. They work the slaves to death. And when the slaves die, what do they do? Huh? What do they do to get new slaves? Huh? No, they don't have any stores at that time for slaves. What they do when they run out of slaves, this is what they do. They attack another nation and they take all the kids and the weak guys as slaves and all the women, they take them as slaves. And then they use them. Abuse them. Instead of using, they abuse them. And then, because of the abuse, what would happen to the slaves? They die. So they go attack another nation. Okay. What if they run out of stuff, like money? If they run out of money and gold, they do what? Yes, they go to another nation and they rob the people and they take them as slaves. They were doing mafia business. And you know what was the problem? The problem that they were very strong and they were the strongest people on the face of the earth. There was nobody to stop them. There was what? Nobody to stop them. They have done so much evil and nobody is able to compete with them. Nobody is able to stand against them. Anybody who dares to say no, anybody who dares to say what?
No.
No, they crush him like this. They put them under their feet and they squish them like an ant. They were so mighty and powerful that nobody could stand in their face. And they filled the earth with a lot of shaitan business. They loved shaitan business or Allah's business? They wanted boo-boo's business. Yeah, this boo-boo, the biggest god that they used to worship. And one of the leader, which is the guy who serves the boo-boo, the servant of boo-boo, yes, the servant of boo-boo used to tell them a lot of lies on the tongue of boo-boo. Every time he wants something to be done, he makes a lie. And he says, in the name of Boo Boo, yesterday night, I had a very long conversation with Boo Boo, and I was listening to Boo Boo, and Boo Boo told me, yes, Boo Boo, yes. Ah, you really want him to do this? Oh, are you sure, Boo Boo? And then what? Okay, I will go tell them. Okay, guys? Okay, Boo Boo wants you. Boo Boo wants you guys to go to a war, to go fight this nation and take all the slaves. But Boo Boo says you have to give him half of the money and half of the what?
Slaves.
Slaves. Look how wicked he was. He will send them to war and tell them, in order for Boo Boo to help you out, you guys bring me back half of the money and half of the what?
Slaves.
Slaves. And then he would take them for himself. And he would get rich. And when he runs out of money and abuses all the slaves to death, he sends them to another war. So he was also motivating them to go to war. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to stop them. Decided to what? Guess what? If Allah wants to destroy people, Allah, if He wants to destroy people, then what is Allah going to do to destroy people? What is He going to do? First, before He destroys them, Allah sends them what? Before He destroys them, Allah sends them what? Allah will send them a prophet. Huh? What did you say? A prophet, right? Yes. And then they ask, usually, when they see a prophet, they usually ask for a miracle. They usually ask for a what? Miracle. And when they get the miracle, it means if Allah will give them the miracle, it means that Allah is going to destroy them. Why? Because once people get to see the miracle, they no longer qualify for the tolerance of Allah. Do you understand that? Allah is Haleem, means He is patient with people. He forgets the mistakes once and twice and three times and four times. But when people become so mean and they are not listening to Allah, and when Allah forgets them and tolerates them, they do worse and worse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them a prophet. Now the prophet tells them, don't play and sit in your place and don't do evil deeds. If they listen, they are saved. If they are not listen, if they don't listen, you don't know what is going to happen to them. So Allah decided to send them prophet. What was the name of the prophet whom Allah sent to the people of Ad? Huh? His name starts with H. Ha. Who is he? Who is? No, who the prophet who? Give me five. Who? Prophet who? So his name is Hud. Prophet Hud grew up in the middle of this injustice, in the middle of this crap, in the middle of this mafia business. And he was totally against it. He didn't like it. Guess how did he used to spend his childhood? Would he spend his childhood causing trouble? No. How does he spend his childhood? He spends his childhood doing what? Helping the slaves. Remember, they had a lot of slaves and they would abuse them. Who will sneak and bring food to the slaves? Huh? Who? Prophet who? Hud will snake, oops, not Hud, who will sneak in and bring them medicine and water? Prophet Hud. Who, remember, the slaves, they get whipped so much. Work, slave, work, I can't, work. And then at the end, they have a lot of injuries. Who's going to take care of their injuries and fix their bodies? Prophet Hud. Now, he used to be so kind. And they used to make fun of him. Ha 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 ha. You are a friend of the weak people. You are a friend of the what? You are a friend of the weak people. Was Prophet Hud weak? No. He was what? Big and strong. They tell him, why do you care about the weak people? You are a strong person. You are rich, you are strong. Why do you care about the weak and slaves? Why don't you spend your time helping us do the mafia business, rob other nations and steal them, take them as slaves and steal their wealth? He says, no. This is not right. Remember that there is somebody who is stronger than us. Remember what? Something very, very important that we forget all the time. You know what was that thing? That if we are so strong, there is somebody always stronger than us. Who is he? He used to tell them, if you guys think that you are so strong and everybody else is so weak, remember that there is only one in this universe is the strongest one ever, and nobody can crush him. Nobody can even touch him. He is Allah. Remember, he's stronger than who? He's stronger than you. They say, Allah, who said there is Allah? These are the three idols that we worship them, and they love us, and we love them. Right, Bobo? You love Momo? Yes. Okay, he is pleased with me, he's happy. Actually, he tells me to go and rob more nations, and he tells me to go and kill more people, and bring more slaves, and bring more gold. As long as I give Bobo 50% of the gold I rob, and 50% of the slaves means half, half. I give half of the money that I rob, and half the slaves to who? As long as he gets half, he's happy. And you are telling us that there's somebody else who's stronger than us up there. Where is he? Hello? God of Hud. Who is the God of Hud? Who is the God of Hud? If you are up there, show us. Show us. Hud says that you're stronger than us. Show us. Let us see your muscles. Show us your muscles like that. We want to see how big, look how big are our muscles, and they will all stand, and they will all do like this. And their muscles like big balls. Like, you know, the big ball, the football and the basketball? Their muscles are look, these are our muscles. Show us the muscles of your Lord. They even go one step further and do something awful. They will use the slaves to build an everlasting landmark. Can you remember any the name of any everlasting landmark around? Huh? Pyramids. That's right. Pyramids. Now, why did the Pharaoh build the pyramids? You tell me. Huh? Let's think together. Why is he building the pyramids? Why did he build the pyramids? Huh? Takbir, Allahu Akbar. That is exactly why he built the pyramids. To make his memories everlasting memories. How? Anytime anybody from the United States, from Europe, from China, from Korea, goes and visits Egypt, and who goes to the pyramids, he remembers or she remembers who? The Pharaoh. So he said, I am not to be forgotten. Even after I go away from this land, I want my memory to live forever. Therefore, I am building this monument for people to remember me forever. They, the people of Ad, have done that, have done a lot of monuments. And they said, these monuments will make our memories everlasting memories. And by the way, we are the everlasting nation. So they used to call themselves what? The everlasting nation. And they used to call their monuments the everlasting monuments. And they used to call their gods the everlasting gods. Uh-oh. And the Prophet Hud used to tell them, hey guys, go back to your mind. Are you out of your mind? There is nobody everlasting. The only everlasting is who? Allah. Is the only everlasting. Don't call yourself this name. This name is very special name for who? For the real everlasting one, which is Allah. And if you claim to yourself this name, which is the everlasting name, then guess what is going to happen to you? Would the ever, with the true everlasting one, would he be happy that you're claiming this name for yourself? Especially that you're a liar. That you're not an everlasting. He says he would crush you like this. He would crush you like that. They used to say, ha 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 ha, man ashaddu minna quwwah, ha 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 ha, who is stronger than us? Nobody is. Who is everlasting around here? Nobody is. We are the mighty nation. We are the mighty people. We can crush everybody. Everybody has to swallow our meanness because we are stronger than everybody. Who can stop us? Who can stand in our way? And Allah used to say about them in the Quran, Allah says in the Quran that they used to say, "Ha, man ashaddu minna quwwah." Allah says in the same verse, don't they know that the one who made them is stronger than them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them Prophet Hud to talk them out of this nonsense. He spent years and years trying to tell them, guys, your first step towards Allah, your first step towards Allah is to quit worshipping boo-boo and quit worshipping suhu and worship only Allah. Quit worshipping those are fake. Guys, you don't understand. You guys say that you have big brains and you're smart. Do these things move? No. Do they talk? They say yes. They talk to Mumu. And Mumu tells us what they said. He said, no, Mumu is a big liar. Mumu is taking advantage of you because you are not smart. And he is using you. He's using Boo-Boo. Mumu is using Boo-Boo to control you. And to take control over your wealth and over your money. They say, nah, we don't think you're right. Let me tell you something. Hood, we want to test you to see if you are saying the truth or not. He said, okay, test me. What do you want me to do? They said, okay, you said God is there? He said, yes. He said, and he is stronger than us? Yes. Okay, we want God to come down and fight with us. Yeah. We will not all fight with him together because that's not fair. What we will be doing is that we will bring the strongest guy to fight with him by himself. One by one. And let's see. Okay, now, how many people of us can he handle at once? Can he fight with one at a time? Or two at a time? Or three? Whatever the rules of the game you name and he names, we will accept. We just want him to come down here and what? Wrestle with us. And we will show you. What are we going to do with him? He says, you guys gotta be nuts. You don't know who you are talking about. You are talking about the most magnificent one in heavens and earth. You are talking about the one who created this whole universe that you live in. You are not talking about anybody. How dare you say that? Say, no. This guy, Mumu, is the guy who created everything. And he's nice. And as long as we keep him warm with half of our wealth that we bring, that we bought from other nations, and half of the slaves, he's happy. So you have no business with us, and we are happy. He is our God, we are his slaves, we're both happy. Get out of here! Get out of here! We don't want you around here. You're weak, you love the weak people, you are promoting the weak business. What? Help! The word help is not in our dictionary. In our dictionary, if you try to look the word help, you go to the H, and then E, and then L, and then you look for the other P. Guess what you find? Huh? And instead of the word help, you look for H-E-L, you find another L. Takbir. Which means instead of help, you find hell. How is that true? If other people are fighting among each other, if other people are fighting what? Among each other. And the weak ones are afraid. So what they do, they call on the people of Ad. They call on the people of what?
Ad.
And they tell them, hey guys, come and help us. Come and what? Help. H-E-L-P. Help us. So the people of Ad say, sure, we have been always good people to help other nations. Ha 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 ha. You want help? Yes, we want help. Our enemies are attacking us and we are so weak and so few we can't fight them. Sure guys, we are going to help you. And they go to help them. But instead of helping them, what do? At the beginning, they fight with their enemy. And they defeat their enemy. And they push the enemy away. What's the enemy of God? Guess what they do? They take all the people in this nation as slaves. And they rob them money. And they go back to their homeland. So they are not held. They are hell. Hell. They bring hell. They don't bring help. This is who they were. And the earth became like a mafia ground. You know what a mafia ground is? You know what a mafia ground is? The mafia ground is when there is a big chief of mafia around here and he's the strongest guy and no police can stop him. And the mafia ground, who can stop me? I can kill anybody. I can rob anybody. I can slave anybody. Yes, especially you. I can hold you like this and I can cut your neck and take your money. Who? Can you stop me? You can. Too bad. I'm big, you're little. I'm strong, you're weak. This is exactly the earth was a mafia ground at the time of Ad. So they had abused the blessings of Allah, which is the might and power. And they have used it the wrong way. Now, if Allah makes people mighty, He wants people to use their might and power to do what? To rob others? No. To steal others? No. To take them as slaves? No. To beat up others? No. Allah wants people to use their might and power to do what? Huh? Help by playing the role of the police. Playing the role of what?
Police.
Allah wants the people who are strong to do the job of the what?
Police.
Like what? Make sure that everything going around here is fair. Fair business, not mafia business. Okay? So, the police uses the guns to promote justice and to bring peace. To bring what?
Peace.
You know, police officers have another name. What is it?
Peace
officers. So, police officers are peace officers. Why are police officers peace officers? They use their guns to bring peace and make everything go in line. And if any bad guys show up, what do you do with them? Boom! That's right. This is how Allah wants the strong people to do. He wants them to play the role of the police. Not to take advantage of this power to rob others and to kill others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them Prophet Hud to talk them out of this nonsense. Prophet Hud, as usual, he said, you people, he said, they say no. He says, you people, they say no. Before you talk, no. Worship Allah, no. Quit worshiping the idols, no. Stop killing people, no. Use your power to bring peace, no. Okay, stop war, no. Everything, no, no, no. And then at the end they said, at the very end they said, look, we are sick and tired of you and your God. We want you guys to show us how strong you are now. They say, he told them, hey guys, be careful what you ask for. Be what?
Careful
of what you ask for. You are asking for what again? They said, we are asking for your God to show us His power and strength. For we don't think that there is anybody around here stronger than us. We are the most mighty and strongest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told to Prophet Hud, Ya Hud, your job is completed. Ya Hud, you have warned them, right? Yes, Ya Allah, and you know better. Ya Hud, you have tried to talk them out of this insanity, right? Yes, Ya Allah, and you know better. Ya Hud, those guys are due for my destruction. Those guys will be made an example to every other mighty nation who tried to use her power and might to promote the evil mafia business instead of promoting the peace business and Allah's business. Guess what happened to them? Allah told the Prophet Hud, Ya Hud, get out of this town. Get out of what? This town. Now their land was gardens. Unbelievably beautiful gardens with a lot of trees and a lot of rivers. And it was located in the southern part of Arabia. Now this part, if you go there, it's a vacant desert. Guess what Allah did to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, told the Prophet Hud, to tell them that the punishment is coming soon. So they went out and they were waiting. Okay, Hud, you said that the punishment of the one who, whom you are saying is stronger than us, but we have never seen him, is coming. Where is it? So one of them shouted. He said, oh, look at the horizon! Look at the horizon! Look at the horizon! Look! They said, what? Look at this dark, 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 big, huge cloud coming. He said, what dark, huge cloud, man? This is just a cloud for rain. This is not rain. The Prophet Hud, he said, this is not rain. This is what you ask it for. You, I told you, be careful what you ask for, and I will see you later, guys. And he left the town. In a few days, the big, huge cloud started approaching like a big monster. Ooh, guess what was it? A big, huge sandstorm. Sandstorm for 7 full days, bringing in to their land tons and tons and tons of sand. Billions of tons of sand, they were coming in the storm. All day, coats and coats, everlasting landmark were destroyed. And the sandstorm was so strong that it will destroy the house. And when the house is destroyed, if a man or a woman tried to get up from, just lift their head, the storm will take their head off their shoulders. This is how strong is the wind. And they will fly, and then when they fly, they fall down into the sand and stick in the sand like a stick. Like that. Like a tree. Like if you stick a stick on a tree in the sand. And then the legs will open like this. So the legs are open like that, and their heads are stuck in the sand. And they are dead like that. And Allah buried all their nations. All the entire nation. It was a huge area, bigger than the state of California. Or almost like the state of California. The whole area was covered with deep, deep sand. How long did the sandstorm last?
7 days.
And? 7 nights and 8 days. So, if the storm starts on Friday morning, it ended on? Saturday morning, right? Did I do the math right? And that was what happened to them. And then at the end, they were like, shh. You go to them, you find what? Shh. Before the sandstorm, if you go to the downtown of the people of Ad town, if you go to the downtown of Ad town, what do you find out in the downtown of Ad town before? You find a lot of noise. A lot of sand, a lot of people doing business. People are selling slaves. People are trading. It was like New York stock market. You know, have you ever been to the stock market?
No.
Oh man, stock exchange. Everybody's running crazy selling and buying. If you go to the downtown of Ad town, this is what you find. This is what you would find before the storm. Now, you go. And the Prophet goes, and then what do you see? A vacant area, nothing but sand. And how about the noise? The noise is what? Allah says, listen, listen carefully. Go and listen. They have filled the earth with noise and mafia business and screaming and yelling and talking. Now, listen, listen, listen. Do you hear them? No. What do you hear? Nothing. The shh sound. This is all what you hear. Then what happened to the mighty everlasting devil? They are no longer everlasting. How about the everlasting monuments? Ba 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 ba. Bye bye. Nothing. Hud came back after the sandstorm finished. And he walked around. And he cried and cried. and cried and cried and cried. And he said, "Oh, you my people, you have taken the favors of Allah and you have used them in conducting shaitan business. You hijacked the favors and the blessings of Allah and used them to promote the shaitan business. Oh my people, how many days have you spent trying to talk you out of this insanity? Oh you my people, you have ridiculed me. Can you listen to me? Can you hear me? You have ridiculed me. Oh my people, you were asking for the punishment and the wrath of the one who is stronger than you. Oh my people, do you see the one who is stronger than me now? Do you see him? Huh? Did you find what I say true? What I told you true? Yes? No? How do you find Allah? How do you find the other life? You, the everlasting people. You, the everlasting people. You, the everlasting people. You are the everlasting people. My people, I will see you later. I will see you later. I will see you later. Attack the pizza! I will see you later.
قوم نوح وإدريس كانوا يعيشوا يعني 100 سنة
أكثر كانوا 1000 سنة
أيام زمان
الناس قوم
قوم عاد؟
لا مش قوم عاد قوم إدريس
كانوا